This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2115, 10 Signs That You Are Burnt Out and Need to Recharge, part one, by Renee Benes of thefunsizedlife.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Saturday and welcome to one of the only podcasts in the world where blogs are narrated to you for free with permission from the authors. It's an award-winning podcast thanks to you. Today I have a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 10 Signs That You Are Burnt Out and Need to Recharge, Part 1, by Renee Benes of thefunsizedlife.com. Have you ever had a moment where you take a shower and end up just breaking down in a big mess of snot and tears and you have no idea why? If so, keep listening. This is probably for you. If you've been one of the blessed ones to never experience something like this, tell me, what's that like? Thankfully, these episodes happen less and less for me, and the reason is I've gotten really good at recognizing when I need to take a friggin' break. Here are 10 signs that I've noticed are a pretty good indicator that I am burnt out and majorly in need of a break. The sobbing uncontrollably in the shower one is just a bonus tip. You are scrolling social more than ever. When the mind is exhausted and needs something to distract itself, there's no easier way to do it than scrolling social media. The constant drag of the finger, along with the flickers and flashes of memes, pictures, and videos, tends to give us a little half-assed burst of serotonin and dopamine. I say half-assed because these bursts can often lead to addiction, which means we keep picking up our phones more and more. We seek to find comments and likes on our social media posts, only to find ourselves no longer getting that social media high when the notifications drop. That means while we might get a quick pick-me-up from social media when we turn to it more, just like any addiction, it can actually become more of a crutch and a means of escaping the real world. If you find yourself mindlessly scrolling in a zombie-like state, this is a good indicator that it's time to chuck the phone on your bed and run or delete your social apps altogether for a few days. Go for a walk, make a coffee date with yourself, or take a nap. All three of these things are likely to help you far more than one more hour of scrolling will. You find yourself being more easily angered. I've always loved Wayne Dyer's analogy about squeezing an orange. If you squeeze an orange, orange juice will come out. The reason being, should be obvious, an orange can only produce whatever juice is inside. This is a good reminder to us that whatever comes out of us is a good indicator of what we are carrying around inside. This means if you find yourself having quicker outbursts of anger, you probably have a lot of built-up tension you are carting around with you every day. How to release this varies from person to person. Me personally, I know that if I can get to the gym 1 hour a day, I'm a lot less likely to have a total mental breakdown later. Other healthy ideas include going outside, napping, stretching, therapy, watching something funny, connecting with a friend, or journaling. You are questioning all of your life choices. If you happen to find yourself staring blankly at a wall and questioning your entire existence, there's a good chance that you are pretty burnt out. This can happen from too much work, too much social interaction, and too little time getting quiet with our own thoughts. When we have allowed ourselves to exist in a state of constant chaos and movement, it can be really difficult to know if we are even on the right track anymore. Not sure if you're in the right job, questioning your relationships, feeling like you've done everything wrong, think maybe you need to redecorate your whole house? It's cool, maybe some of these things are legit worries, but there's also a good chance that you are just plain burnt out and in need of a good unwind time. You are always tired. Have you ever had those weeks where you feel like your brain isn't working and you could 100% crawl back into bed over and over and over again, or just never leave? If so, this could be a good sign that you are facing burnout. If this is something that is normal for you, might I suggest looking into different medical possibilities? For myself personally, I know that understanding my diet after a lot of pain in my figuring it out, I realized that how I eat really plays a major role in my energy levels. The FODMAP diet is what finally did the trick for me. I also know a lot of times this chronic tiredness could be a sign of an underlying mental health issue or physical condition. My hope is that you know when you need to take care of yourself with either a nap, a break from work, or throwing up a white flag and admitting you need help from someone who can help you put an end to this madness. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled 10 Signs That You Are Burnt Out and Need to Recharge by Renee Bennis of thefunsizedlife.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I'll finish the rest of the post for you tomorrow, but I'll keep the episode short for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day, including the weekends. And I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post where your optimal life awaits.